Good morning. Welcome to this fourth Sunday of Advent as we get ready to worship and are already very excited to see all of these wonderful guests and visitors and family members and friends of the Cooks Play School who will be doing our introit music this morning in just a minute. There are green pads that you'll find at the end of, in the center aisles, and it is an opportunity for you to record your presence here and make a check for anything that you would like to receive from us, information or phone calls or prayers, and also pay attention to those people that are seated beside you in the pews as we worship and pass the peace, and you can greet people by name. So please take these green forms, and before we are opening worship this morning with great music, and especially that will be sung by the children, and they're in the hall ready to come, so please enter, children, and sing for us. I want all the parents and grandparents to know what a joy it has been to host the play school this morning and what a joy it is to have them here in the building every day of the, well, 4 days a week and the activities and the things they bring to life for us. And if any of you have smaller children and are staying in worship, that is totally wonderful because I have always said if it's not my child, they don't bother me. So don't let your child feel like, I mean, don't let yourself feel that that any of us are bothered by the joys or the cries and the activities of all ages of God's children that we have this morning. Yes, we're still waving. Bye-bye, Mom and Dad. Yeah. Connected to the play school, if those of you that came in the door on that side of the building, you might have seen that there the tables have many gift baskets. That is an auction that is happening, and you can place a bid for any of those gift baskets today and next Sunday. It will be over on April the Tuesday after next Sunday. So if you would like to contribute to or purchase one of those gift baskets in the parlor area over there, then please go by there and put down a bid. There are a few things happening today that are particularly special. This is the fifth Sunday of the month, and Cook's Memorial has a practice of helping the congregation feel involved in worship today, and I know that we have started that way as we've clapped and smiled and our hearts have felt warmed by the gifts of our children, so that has been a treat. There will be other opportunities that you have to participate in worship today as we move through. I know that there's some banners up that are a little different, and we can tell you more about that at the end of the service. And one of the hymns we're going to open with is a little bit different, and the words will be on the screen in just a minute. However, this is also our time to share announcements and to make sure everybody knows what's happening this week. And I know that Sheila Black has an announcement to share. Or no. I'm sorry, Trina. Trina's going to share this piece.
Good morning. What we have is a ministry for blankets, and the blankets are used to help people who are suffering in any type of horrendous crisis or trauma. They're used for folks who have gone and experienced losing their homes from floods, from horrors in life, to sometimes being delivered from out of crisis of a war. The blanket ministry goes to these folks, and it's just a small way of helping someone who is suffering from the loss of a home or losing a loved one to feel God's arms around them. So if you'd be kind enough today to please consider purchasing one of these blankets to help someone in a crisis situation, they're $10, and every penny of it goes to the blanket ministry to help that person in need, because we don't know at some point in life if that could even be us, a loved one, a neighbor, or whomever. So thank you for your time and consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Trina. And that's what Sheila has. Do you have anything else to say?
There'll be people outside as you go out who can collect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As we worship, we open with a psalm that is a responsive reading, and you will see, you would need to turn in your Bible. Mia will help us know where to go. So get your Bible so you'll be ready to read responsively, following every other verse as Mia leads us. Thank you.
Please turn to page 549 of your Pew Bible, Psalm 32, 1 through 5. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit.
When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was set.
Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin.
We've been working, there's been a group of people working steadily for many months to update our website access for everyone to be able to see what is happening at church. So today is the time that they have planned for sharing what that is, and Gay List will share that, and you can just look at the screen and hear what Gay has to say.
Thank you. I'm up in the balcony because I want you to focus on the screen ahead. And hopefully you can see that. But you can go to our website at www.cookschurch.org. This is a website that's been in development for about 6 months, and we're now launching it. Just maybe a couple of little glitches to work out, but it is working fine. When you go to the website, you'll see that the top picture changes. And as people kind of go through that and read that introductory sentence. But at the top, there's also this toolbar that goes to different areas that you can click on that's about us or the sermons, the newsletters, all of our ministries, and so forth. But again, just to kind of introduce you to that cover, that first page, if you go down just a little bit after that, well, let me first take an opportunity to thank all of the people that have been involved in this website. First, I'd like to thank the people that contributed toward the cost of this, and we really appreciate that donation to get this website up and going. The second is you need to know the people that to contact in case you have an update. So for youth and children, Graham will be making all of those updates, for uploading all the sermons and making changes to the calendar. Cheryl Cole in our office will make that. Eric Thompson will be in charge of updating all of the news having to do with men of the church. Sarah and Susanna Justice will be updating the things for the Presbyterian women. And Denise Veed will be in charge of updating anything having to do with worship. Charlie McCrary and I will be on the back end of that, so if anybody has any problems with the website, they can contact us. So again, getting back to that front page, once people read that introductory paragraph, the next thing they're going to see is the list of sermons. So we will have all of the sermons listed up there that you can go back and listen to or read. We'll have PDFs of Lynn's notes as well. And then there will be an opportunity to sign up for our newsletter underneath that. And then the upcoming events and latest news, this is where all the people that will be making updates to the website will be updating this area. And this would include anything that's coming up, like our Easter sunrise service is coming up, our Maundy Thursday service is coming up, and, of course, our first Sunday lunches. So you can get that right on the front page of our website, anything that is coming up on an immediate basis. We do have a gallery of photos that we will be updating as well, so you'll be able to see all of those. And then down at the bottom of the web page, you'll see links where you can actually go directly to a map of our church or a way to donate electronically to our church, as well as a link to our internal church directory. There's also a link to our Facebook page, our directory, our PayPal donation page, Twitter, the map. So all of those are direct links from the bottom of the web page. So again, thank you for all of the hard work that's gone into this by all of those that were involved and those that made it happen. We appreciate that, and visit the website soon.
Thank you, Gay, and all of the coordinators for each of the activities and groups. So that's an exciting piece we've seen evolved and have now in place for you to share. At this time in worship, we realize in our humanity throughout the days of this week past that we have seen or participated in things that fall short of what God's grace invites us to do and how we are to behave. So we come together at this time as a body, as the arms and legs of Jesus Christ Church, and admit our sin and confess before the throne of God. So let us stand and declare our sins in unity and go through this receiving forgiveness. The world has billions of inhabitants, but God says to you, I know you and I love you. Yet we try to hide in the crowds. We go along to get along, and assume our actions do not matter. Forgive us, blessed Jesus, and remind us that when we rely on you first, we can also rely on our brothers and sisters in Christ. Teach us to be one another's keeper in faith. Let us declare together. God, the Holy Spirit, fulfills the work of reconciliation in human life. The Holy Spirit creates and renews the church as the community in which people are reconciled to God and to one another. The Spirit enables people to receive forgiveness as they forgive one another and to enjoy the peace of God as they make peace among themselves. Because we are those brothers and sisters in faith, we also want to greet one another in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We turn to one another and look into each other's eyes and say, may the peace of Christ be with you, and respond likewise. And so now at this time, and I will light the candle to represent our sister churches across the presbytery and invite all of us together to share the peace of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you and also with you.
be seated. Our scripture lesson today comes from Isaiah 59, 1 through 8, and I will be reading from the New International Version. It can be found on page 736 of your pew Bible. This passage from Isaiah we know was a prophet and prophesied many things, but prophets were always also sent to warn God's people when they turned away from God. And in today's reading, the people are being warned about their sin from God. Isaiah 59, 1 through 8. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are stained with blood and your fingers with guilt. Your lips have spoken falsely and your tongue mutters wicked things. No one calls for justice. No one pleads a case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments. They utter lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die. And when one is broken, an adder is hatched. Their cobwebs are useless for clothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their deeds are evil deeds, and acts of violence are in their hands. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their path. They have turned them into crooked roads. No one who walks along with them will know peace. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The children and any younger youth, please come forward. Thank you very much. All right, so I brought something up here with me today. Does anyone know what's in this box? Yeah, Ethan. A puzzle. Okay, raise your hand and tell me what is the most puzzle, the biggest puzzle you've put together? What's the most pieces of the puzzle you put together? Yes.
My grandma and me.
Uh-huh.
My grandma actually built like a puzzle of horses galloping.
Okay. What, Ethan, how many pieces in your puzzle?
I think 1,000.
1,000, okay. Sam?
Me and my sister and my mom, we did it 10,000.
10,000 pieces, oh my goodness. Yes, sir?
2,000,
okay, yeah.
My grandma, she made a cow.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, a bunch of pieces. Leah, last one? 20 different puzzles? All right, so this one, like Ethan said, has 1,000 pieces, and it says that it's recommended for ages 14 and over. How many of you are over 14? Not too many. But, so, 1,000 pieces. Now, I want you to tell me about a puzzle. So, a puzzle, how many ways are there to put together a puzzle? Yes?
There's three different ways to put it, because there's three different sizes on the puzzle to put it together.
Okay. How many correct ways are there to put together a puzzle? Mia?
One.
There's only one, right? Each piece is very unique, right? It only matches with one other piece, right?
But
it only goes one place, right? In the puzzle.
So,
I want us to think about how many people are in this world. Do you know?
Like 7 trillion.
7 trillion, yeah? Infinity, oh my goodness. There's a lot more people than there are in this puzzle pieces in this box, right? But just like the puzzle pieces in this box, a small world, but a lot of people. Every piece in this box, just like every person, is unique. It's got a different part of the picture on it. It matches with different things. It's got different holes and different pegs and goes in a different place, right? Just like we are all unique. We all look different. We all have different likes. We all have different dislikes. But when we come together, just like this puzzle, we can make something beautiful and we can make something that God would want, right? And like we said, there's one way to put this puzzle together correctly, one way, and there's one way to live, and it's God's way. So when we live God's way, we come together, we even though we're all different, we come together and we form something beautiful, just like this puzzle does.
It's like everyone has...
One second, we'll talk more about it upstairs, okay? All right, so we do have children's church today if you want to join us upstairs after we pray. Will you pray with me? Dear God, help us to come together like a puzzle to make something beautiful. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so we are going to go have children's church if you'd like to join us upstairs. Otherwise, you can go back to the nursery or you can sit with your parents.
Today is a high energy day, and I love it. This is wonderful. This reading today, we are doing a series of sermons thinking about things that typically the world would call weak, but when we consider the values of how we use these virtues in the church, we can turn them into strengths. We've been doing a series, and today we continue with the power of reconciliation, what it's like when we can put all the pieces together and when the puzzle and our lives and our relationships are complete. This reading comes from 2 Corinthians, and the first verse begins with, "So from now on we regard each other." But before we get to the "from now on," I want to say a little bit about where this writing has come, from where it has come, and how it came to be that Paul is offering this invitation for us to all be one. Earlier in this chapter, Paul has written a letter that it is often called the letter of tears, because apparently Paul has been hurt by somebody's words or behavior, and Paul sometimes has this sense of being one who is pouring his life out for everyone else, and sometimes Paul wants to be a little bit appreciated instead of hurt or feeling abused. And so he writes this letter of tears and lets people have it for having not heard him and received him in a way that they would want. But he offers this letter, is this sentence in chapter 3, and then I'll pick up with the rest of the reading. Paul says, "You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. So then, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling to the world and to himself in Christ, not counting our sins against us. And Christ has committed us to the message of reconciliation. We are, therefore, Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making this special appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of God, be reconciled to God." A word from the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Reconciliation. Reconciliation is a very powerful word. It has the ability to help us when we have felt broken. It has the ability to show us in times of our stress or crisis or confusion or pain that wholeness is maybe just around the corner. We can be supported by one another, and we can receive that loving extension of God's grace, and we are not doing something just because it is good for us, but we are offering God's love because God has commissioned us to be those ambassadors. I remember a story that Joanna Macy told. She tells this story about when Jesus has come to earth and has lived amongst the people and then dies and goes back into heaven, and all the angels gather around Jesus and say, well, what was it like? Did you teach the people? What did they say? How are you going to bring the kingdom to earth now? And Jesus looks at the angels and he said, well, I left it for them to do. And the angel said, what? You left it in their hands? You left it for all those people to do? You know how they mess up. You know how they get it wrong. You know how broken they are. What do you mean you left it for the people to do? And Jesus responds, that's my only plan. For the people to be the ambassadors and for God working through us to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. New creation really means new creation. Think of some people or communities that have dramatically changed in front of our eyes. Think of people who have left behind addictions. Think of people who have moved from hatred and exclusion into a sense of love and wholeness. Think of people who have been transformed by acts of hurtfulness to one another, but then in asking forgiveness have felt redemption and fullness again. That can happen to us. We can be the church of reconciliation. We can be the people who are not broken anymore, but offer a sense of wholeness, an invitation to walk this journey and to share support with one another. For our sake, Christ died and was raised, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God, so that for Christ's sake, we might become the righteousness of God. It takes a new creation to become people and communities who reach outside of ourselves and to reach outside with the love of God. There is an individual, Gregory Boyle. You may have read some of his work and heard a little bit about him. Gregory Boyle changed his life and began the Homeboys School out in California. Gregory Boyle opened a school for youth, young men who were committing themselves to lives of gang warfare. And Gregory Boyle has said about these young people that their sense of meaningfulness has come from being a part of the Homeboys School. Their lives have been transformed. Gregory Boyle says that oftentimes the media says things about these young men, that they are joining the gangs just because they want a place to belong. They want to feel like they're in a community and want to be surrounded by people like them. But Boyle says that's not the reason at all that they join gangs. We have young people who join gangs, he says, because they want to die. They have felt so abused, neglected, and resorting to last alternatives, they don't really want to live. And their painfulness is such that what they really, really hope for is finally a release from the life of that darkness and sadness. And Gregory Boyle said in the same interview that there is a problem when we began our mission for an idea that we are out to save the world. Saving the world takes all kinds of energy and commitment and repetition, and over and over and over and over again, we have to do so much work. And when we look at what we've accomplished, sometimes it's just a minuscule amount. But Boyle says, if we, and he had an interesting comment. He said when he first began his ministry of working with the gangs, he was out to save the world, but then he realized that he should just leave that to the Coast Guard, because their job really is to save people. But Gregory Boyle offers this invitation not to save the world, but to savor it, to love the world as God loves it, to relish deeply what it can offer to us and what we can contribute to him, to it. In saving the world, then in savoring the world, then we do conduct ourselves with acts that end up saving it. So help our goals be those that help us savor relationships. Let our goals be those that help us know that the people seated next to us in the pews are those whose lives we touched most intimately. And then in loving those people next to us, those people in our families and in our schools and in our workplaces, we are not setting up an opportunity for competition or winning. We are setting up an opportunity for inclusivity and wholeness, for reconciliation through the eyes and the wonder of God's love. Reconciliation is a beautiful word. Reconciliation brings about a beautiful world. Is there anyone that Jesus has chosen to leave out? Can we see any person that God does not love? Not at all. Not at all. I wanted to do a little exercise. I know we have a little bit of time that we've had everything happening. So let's try this exercise with just three ideas. Byron's going to help me. You put up this easel. And this is the congregational participation that we have now. And I want you to be thinking of those times in your lives that you've had struggle. The times where you've wondered if you were actually going to make it or not. And I want you we'll try just three of these ideas. And so, Byron, if you pop up there in the pulpit, I left my magic marker. And let's just see what kind of ideas we get from the things, the places and times. Yeah, just throw me that black one. It's on a shelf under the pulpit. In there is magic markers. Whichever one you find. Did I leave them over there? Ah, Byron, they're right here. Sorry, sir. I knew I had them in my hands. But help me think about one of those times you have felt desolate, lost, and alone. And it, just a phrase, when have you felt alone? Anybody? Don't let the visitors make you shy. Yes, Jeannie. Death in the family. Thank you. That's perfect. Finances. Struggle with money. Okay. Health concerns. Can you see this in the back? Can you? Yes, thank you, Susie. Anybody else? I know I said three, but now that you started, is there loss of a job? One more? Did you have something else? Anybody have one more? Please, David. Moving to a new city. All right, that is a challenge. Moving to a new city, moving to a new country. New. Uh-oh, what happened, Heather? Okay, all right. So all of these, I would imagine probably everybody here has experienced at least one of these crises. We've had death in the family, a struggle with money, we've had health concerns, we've lost our jobs, and some people have moved to a new city or to a new country. Okay? We're going to do the opposite now. Yeah, I've got tape. Okay. Oops. Stay. Do a shift. Think now of scripture passages, of music pieces, hymns. Think of prayers. Think of anything that has given you strength in the midst of some of those struggles. What have you used to be your bedrock? How have you felt grounded? I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I heard Steve say pray, prayer, and be still my soul. Did I hear that? Okay. I heard James, I think, with the power of love. Power of the blood, sorry. All right, and this too shall pass. Okay. This too shall pass. All right. We know that Paul offers us this story about the power of reconciliation. And Paul says it is through Christ, it is through the love of God, it is through the power outside of yourself that you are transformed. We cannot do it on our own energies or our own initiatives. We are called by God. So what I want us to do now is to use these. We have five things on this side and five things here. And we have just written a litany, and I will say, we say, and then you will all respond with the first item on this list. And then I will say, but God says, and this should be, you are not alone, because this is God talking. Sorry. That is not clear at all, but we will do it anyway. All right. Help me. I'm sorry, you guys in the wings, but we say there's death in the family. God says you are not alone. We say we struggle with money. God says pray about it. We say we have health concerns. God says be still my soul. We say we lost our job. And God says, by the power of the blood, you will find a new one. We say, there's fear in moving to a new city. And God says, this too shall pass. Lots of times we get stuck in this list. We are feeling held hostage by the things that go on around us. And sometimes we need that power of the community to pull us into these ideas of love and support. And in finding that sense of community that makes us whole again, we can be transformed. Not by anything we can accomplish on our own, but what God accomplishes in and through us, for us, and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us so live this prayer today. Amen. During this time of prayers for concern and celebration, we are a body that shares these joys and concerns together. And anyone here today, if you have someone for whom you would like to pray, you are invited to offer that so that we might do so together, and then we will pray the Lord's Prayer as we close. But how about the joys and concerns that people have experienced this week? Yes, Heather. Make sure you all hear. Heather said, joy for the play school, the Cook's Play School that opened us with song and joy and energy. It has been a treat for her today and will carry her through this week as I will. I'm sure it will for many of us. Others, please. Yes, Dale. People who know Matt Boone, his brother, had a major heart attack yesterday, but is in the hospital now. Yeah. Matt Boone, his brother. Yes, sir. Yes.
A lot of people here know him. Joe Calvin. He worked for McCall. He's got cancer now.
Okay. FD's friend Joe Calpin?
Joe McAlpin.
Joe McAlpin has learned he has cancer and will be deciding a course of treatment this week. FD's friend Joe Calpin. Yes, Bonnie. Bonnie's aunt, who we have been praying for, has had the test that shows that she does have cancer now. Thank you, Elizabeth, and we're all pleased and so very happy, Joy, that your body is clear and you had good results from that biopsy. I see another hand. Yes, please, Jeannie. Oh. Everybody worked hard over these past three, Friday and Saturday, and preparation on Thursday for painting and beautifying the church grounds. And so thank you all volunteers and leaders that participated in that activity. Sandy. Okay. Thank you. The grandmother of, well, there's two. Sandy's friends. Let us be aware of God's presence. We stand, O God, on the gift of this day, the gift of this Sabbath, and the gift of this fourth Sunday in Lent. We know that we traverse a path that is filled with encouragement and hopefulness and also with pain and sorrow. We are especially surrounding those that we have shared concerns for and prayers with throughout these past few weeks. We're asking for your blessings upon Sandy's friends, families of continuing cancer and illness in their lives, and your sense of presence with them through their friends and family. And we pray in hopefulness for others who are receiving treatments, and also FD's friend who has learned of more cancer, and for other friends that are struggling with health concerns and issues. We know that it is through our support and love and our encouragement for people in these experiences that are helping them know that they are not alone and that they are cared for, certainly by your almighty love, but also by the food and the prayers and the warmth and the hugs and embrace from their friends and family. And we know too, oh God, there is joy felt in some of those health reports. We celebrate that Elizabeth and Phyllis's sister Joy is here with us today and received a good outcome from her biopsy. And we are pleased for Penny's brother-in-law and sister Pamela and Brian that they have gotten a good report from the progress of his health. And we know, too, that we have an extremely joyful sense of energy and happiness as we have been led in worship by the children of Cook's Play School and the families and friends that are here to celebrate with them. And we know that as we go through these days that are traversing us toward your sense of giving us your life and pouring out your heart of love for each one of us, that you are expecting us to walk alongside of you and to watch and to learn and to absorb and then to reply with how much we love you and how much more we want to strive to be like you. Help us in knowing that each day we open our eyes, we have that invitation to be your faithful servants, to be your ambassadors of reconciliation, to be your sons and daughters in this world in which we live. Strengthen us, O God, as we pray this prayer that comes to us from Luke, saying, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Amen. The ushers will come forward and we bring the offering plates and we'll receive our gifts of tithes and offerings.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. place of full release, near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. So Jesus, bless, Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God.
Loving God, help us to recognize our gifts and honor the gifts of others, so that we may together proclaim your justice and peace to a hurting world. Amen. And now the work of worship begins. Go out into this world knowing that you are cleansed of your sins and free to share the love of God with all that you meet. Go out into this beautiful day with the peace of Christ, knowing that as you savor your relationships and the world around you, you shall be made whole. And may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you now and forevermore.